And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukraine is finalizing a scheme with global insurers to cover grain ships traveling to and from its Black Sea ports, according to the Financial Times on Monday, citing Ukraine's deputy economy minister. He told the newspaper the deal was currently being pursued and actively discussed with domestic banks and international insurance groups, including Lloyd's of London. Bernardo Arevalo swept into from obscurity to become the president of Guatemala, his anti-corruption crusade winning the hearts of voters who long had given up hope of change in the troubled nation. Arevalo will be Guatemala's first leftist president in 12 years when he takes office in January. In Ecuador's presidential election Sunday, leftist candidate Luisa Gonzalez and her surprise challenger, Daniel Noboa, beat out six other rivals in the first round of voting there. In a contest clouded by the murder of anti-corruption candidate Fernando Villavicencio. Cambodia's new parliament convened on Monday, setting the stage for longtime ruler Hun Sen to officially hand power to his eldest son, Hun Manet, after nearly four decades of iron-fisted rule. Authorities in Pakistan have arrested at least 170 people after a mob of Muslims attacked churches and homes belonging to the Christian community in the city of Jaranwala, Punjab. We'll have more on that in a minute. China's central bank on Monday cut a key interest rate in an attempt to counter post-COVID growth slowdown in the world's second largest economy. This is VOA News. Back to the story in Pakistan. Authorities there have arrested 170 people after a mob of Muslims attacked churches and homes belonging to a Christian community in the city of Jaranwala. The attack came when two men were accused of desecration of the Quran. VOA's Pakistan bureau chief, Sarah Zaman, reports from Jaranwala.
Tears, hugs, and impromptu prayers. As people return to devastated homes in Jaranwala after Wednesday's mob attack. With household items burned to ashes and homes ransacked, residents of Jaranwala's Christian colony lost in minutes what they spent years gathering.
We were about to have our daughter's wedding. We have bought gold jewelry for her, that and some cash, and our electrical goods and construction items for our house that we were going to build were all stolen.
The provincial government has promised to rehabilitate the area within days. That looks like a tall order, given the extent of the damage. Sarah Zaman, VOA News, Jaranwala, Punjab, Pakistan.
An official in Spain says it appears a wildfire that's forced thousands of evacuations on Tenerife was deliberately started. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
The Canary Islands regional president says police are opening an investigation into an alleged deliberate starting of a wildfire raging on Tenerife, a popular tourist destination southwest of the Spanish mainland. The fire is leaving thousands of acres burnt out, with more than 12,000 people evacuating their homes. Improving weather conditions are helping firefighters battle the blaze, but steep and craggy mountain areas are making such operations extremely difficult. The Tenerife wildfire is being described as the worst in decades, and so far this year, Spain heads the list of EU countries affected by wildfires. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A rights group alleges that border guards in Saudi Arabia fired machine guns and launched mortars at Ethiopians trying to cross into the kingdom from Yemen, likely killing hundreds of them. The report by Human Rights Watch cited eyewitness reports of the attacks by troops and images that showed dead bodies and burial sites on the migrant routes. We are watching two new tropical storms in the Atlantic Ocean right now. Tropical storm Gert formed in the Atlantic Ocean about 780 kilometers east of the North Leeward Islands, and the United States National Hurricane Center said a tropical storm warning has now been issued for the southern coast of Hispaniola. Tropical storm Franklin strengthens further, located about 435 kilometers south-southwest of Santo Domingo. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.